response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
This is WWJ All Local.
A groundbreaking celebration in Macomb County today is paving the way for the future expansion of the Selfridge Air National Guard Base. And joining us live from Harrison Township with more on this is WWJ's John Hewitt. John?
Hello, Tracy. This was one of the sticking points of Selfridge gaining the new 21 F-15 Eagle II fighter jets coming in the new program. It was infrastructure related and runway related, so the state, along with Macomb County, decided they will rebuild Rosso Highway to accommodate a 1,000-foot extension of the runway north of the base and literally build the road up and around it in order to accommodate then federal infrastructure upgrades for the air base and a more secure future. At the dedication ceremony today, U.S. Army Major General Paul Rogers says his mind was also with those from Selfridge who are currently serving overseas.
Before I depart, I just want you to give a moment of thought to the more than 330 service members from this airbase who are serving in the Middle East today, both from our refueling group and also our A-10 attack squadron, and several other of the support functions. We have 330 folks from here, about 370 from the Air National Guard serving in the Middle East as we speak.
Reporting live from Harrison Township outside of Selfridge Air National Guard Base, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
Dearborn police are bracing for a large crowd tomorrow night as protesters and counter-protesters are expected in the city. WWJ's Tim Pamplin joins us live from Dearborn. And Tim, I understand that police are expecting a large crowd tomorrow.
Yeah, they certainly are, Tony, with additional cops being brought in and law enforcement officers from various surrounding agencies also on standby. Tomorrow evening's rally has been organized by Jake Lang and a local pastor, Pastor Lorenzo Sewell. They say they're coming to Dearborn to protest what they call the Islamification of America. Today, the police chief and religious leaders called for calm. Here's Police Chief Issa Shaheen.
But I just ask that you don't come to the demonstration unless you have business in front of the council. Now, I know that's a hard ask for a proud community, but the most effective thing that we can do together is to deny these groups the reaction that they traveled here for. An empty audience is the worst outcome for people looking for confrontation on camera.
The city has moved tomorrow's city council meeting to the Henry Ford Centennial Library because the crowd is expected to be that large. Chief Shaheen says people with legitimate business before the city council should still attend, but others are being asked to stay away. Any people like onlookers, people looking to get into a confrontation, he says, just don't engage, stay away. Reporting live in Dearborn, Tim Pamplin, WWJ News Radio 950.
A Hazel Park man now behind bars in connection with a child pornography investigation. According to Michigan State Police, digital evidence was recently seized from the home of 51-year-old Russell Wright, leading to his arrest and six counts of aggravated child sexually abusive activity. Police say the investigation included Homeland Security, the Northfield Township Police Department, and the Internet Crimes Against Children ICAT Task Force. Information regarding child sexual exploitation should be reported at missingkids.org/cyber-tipline.
Political giving here in the state of Michigan might be changing very soon. With more, here's WWJ's Ryan Recker.
They have both the signatures and the ballot wording. Michiganders for Money Out of Politics is moving forward with their proposal that would bar political spending by large utility companies and also corporations that seek large state contracts. During public comment, Betsy Ann Moskowitz of Mecosta County praised the decision.
There has been about 800,000 signatures of registered voters who approve this language and this intent. And it is important because you can't compare the disparity of big muscle money monopolies versus how much the voices are heard of the average voter.
And there's two ways that this could become law. Both the House and Senate could approve it now, or you'll see this on the November ballot with a vote. Ryan Recker, WWJ News Radio 950.
Michigan voters will be an early player in the 2028 Democratic presidential primary.
The Democratic National Committee has approved a calendar putting Michigan's primary on February 22nd, making it the fifth state to vote and the first in the Midwest. South Carolina, Nevada, New Hampshire, and New Mexico will go before Michigan, while Virginia follows 1 week later. Michigan's early position is likely to give voters stronger influence in the nomination process. The state was also selected as the fifth primary in the 2024 Democratic calendar. Jeremy Jenkins, WWJ, News Radio 950.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Royal Oak Police are reviewing security and other video today from a fight that broke out at Dugan's Irish Pub during the Woodward Dream Cruise. Police arrested eight men in all. Some of the videos, which have gone viral, show several people throwing punches and shoving each other inside the bar before the brawl spread to the sidewalk and even into the street. Now, it's unclear exactly what led up to the fight. Police say there were no serious injuries reported. Once police finish their report, they'll send it to the prosecutor's office to determine what charges, if any, should be filed.
Livonia police confirmed that they have busted a Detroit man in connection with multiple car break-ins across Metro Detroit. Now, in a story that you are hearing first on WWJ, Livonia Police Captain Eric Marcotte says the suspect is a 32-year-old man from Detroit who has an extensive criminal history.
It's been going on for probably about 3 weeks, and I just want to emphasize, I mean, without the diligent work of our field evidence technicians who are out there processing multiple scenes in the rain, through storms, coming back hours later, putting several hours of their time into these scenes to eventually pull the suspect's latent print off some of the items inside these vehicles, which led to the identification of the suspect.
And he says the other surrounding communities with similar incidents include Hazel Park, Highland Park, Warren, and Redford Township. Meanwhile, the suspect's name will not be released until a formal arraignment takes place.
Residents here in Michigan are continuing to show their opposition to Flock, the controversial surveillance camera system. The Sumter Township Police Department recently announced that they are canceling their partnership with the company after what they call intense public outcry. The department signed an agreement with the company back in April, but cameras had yet to be installed in Sumter Township.
Today is the 10th annual Kirk Gibson Golf Classic, benefiting his foundation for Parkinson's disease. The money raised will go to grants and programs and to services through the Kirk Gibson Center for Parkinson's Wellness in Farmington Hills, which opened in 2025. Now, this event is taking place in Rochester Hills at the Wingate Country Club. That's where the foundation is celebrating the more than $2.4 million that's been raised to help support Michigan residents who are living with Parkinson's. Michigan State University has found a new athletic director. MSU will hire Western Michigan's Dan Bartholomew to be its next athletic director. The 46-year-old Pittsburgh native has been Western's athletic director since January of 2022. There is no word on what his contract will look like. He made $750,000 at WMU. Former AD Jay Batt left his position to become the AD at Kentucky.
Fitness experts have talked about the importance of strength training for a long time, and now there's new research to back it up.
This study spanned almost a decade. It followed more than 8,000 middle-aged adults between the ages of 40 and 64. It found that people who did both moderate cardio and strength training had a 23% reduction in cancer, 24% reduction in hypertension, and a 50% reduction in type 2 diabetes. Dr. Houman Malimad is a board-certified orthopedic spine surgeon and sports medicine expert.
The most important indicators of your longevity and your long-term health is actually muscle mass. Being able to keep lean muscle mass. And the problem with cardio is that you don't keep any muscle mass. You will lose it. I'm not talking becoming like a bodybuilder, but you need resistant training, smart resistant weight training to maintain your muscle mass, especially from your pelvis down, the lower extremity.
Many people in the study did exercises you can easily do at home, like sit-ups, push-ups, and other forms of calisthenics.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.